human, one dwarf, said Angua.
Yeah, one dead dwarf.
Gaspode stuck his battered nose along the line of the door and snuffled noisily.
There's other stuff, he said, but it's a bugger what with the river so close and everything. There's oil and grease and all sorts. Hey, where are you going?
Gaspode trotted after her as Angua headed back to Rhyme Street, nose close to the ground.
Following the trail.
What for? He won't thank you, you know.
Who won't?
Your young man.
Angua stopped so suddenly that Gaspode ran into her.
You mean Corporal Carrot? He is not my young man.
Yeah, I'm a dog, right? It's all in the nose, right? Smell can't lie. Pheromones. It's the old sexual alchemy stuff.
I've only known him a couple of nights. What do you mean,
Nothing, nothing, nothing wrong with it anyway.
There isn't any it to be wrong.
Right, right, not that it would be, said Gaspode, adding hurriedly. Even if there was. Everyone likes Corporal Carrot.
They do, don't they? Said Angua, her hackles settling down. He's very likeable.
Even Big Fido only bit his hand when Carrot tried to pat him.
Who's Big Fido?
Chief Barker of the Dog Guild.
Dogs have got a guild? Dogs? Pull one of the other ones. It's got bells on.
No, straight up. Scavenging rights, sunbathing spots, nighttime barking duty, breeding rights, howling rotors, the old bone of rubber.
Dog guild? Snarled Angua sarcastically. Oh, yeah.
Chase a rat up a pipe the wrong street and call me a liar. It's good job for you I'm around, else you could get into big trouble. There's big trouble for a dog in this town who ain't a guild member. It's lucky for you, said Gaspode, that you met me.
I suppose you're a big dog in the guild, yes?
Ain't a member, said Gaspode smugly.
How come you survived, then?
I can think on me paws, me. Anyway, Big Fido leaves me alone. I got the power.
What power?
Never you mind. Big Fido. He's a friend of mine.
Biting a man's arm for patting you doesn't sound very friendly.
Yeah, last man who tried to pat Big Fido, they only ever found his belt buckle.
Yes?
And that was in a tree.
Where are we?
Not even a tree near here.
What?
Gaspode sniffed the air. His nose could read the city in a way reminiscent of Captain Vime's educated souls.
Junction of Schoon Avenue and Prout's, he said.
Trail's dying out. It's mixed up with too much other stuff.
Angua sniffed around for a while. Someone had come up here, but too many people had crossed the trail. The sharp smell was still there, but only as a suggestion in the welter of conflicting scents. She was aware of an overwhelming smell of approaching soap. She'd noticed it before, but only as a woman and only as a faint whiff. As a quadruped, it seemed to fill the world. Corporal Carrot was walking up the road, looking thoughtful. He wasn't looking where he was going, however, but he didn't need to. People stood aside for Corporal Carrot. It was the first time she'd seen him through these eyes. Good grief, how did people not notice it? He walked through the city like a tiger through tall grass, or a Hubland bear across the snow, wearing the landscape like a skin. Gaspode glanced sideways. Angua was sitting on her haunches, staring.
Your tongue's hanging out, he said.
What? So what? That's natural, I'm panting.
He 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 he.
Carrot noticed them and stopped.
Why, it's the little mongrel dog, he said.
Woof, woof,
said Gaspode, his traitor tail wagging.
I see you've got a lady friend anyway, said Carrot, patting him on the head and then absent-mindedly wiping his hand on his tunic. And my word, what a splendid bitch, he said. A ram-top wolfhound, if I'm any judge.
He stroked Angua in a vague, friendly way.
Oh, well, he said, this isn't getting any work done, is it?
Woof, woof, whine, give the doggy a biscuit, said Gaspode.
Carrot stood up and patted his pockets.
I think I've got a piece of biscuit here. Well, I could believe you understand every word I say.
Gaspode begged and caught the biscuit easily.
Woof, 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 fawn, fawn, he said.
Carrot gave Gaspode the slightly puzzled look that people always gave him when he said woof instead of barking, nodded at Angua, and carried on towards Schoon Avenue and Lady Ramkin's house.
There, said Gaspode, crunching the stale biscuit noisily, goes a very nice boy. Simple.